times at my house, so I'm good.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It's Radical Russ here backstage for day three of the 25th anniversary Seattle Hemp Fest. And joining us backstage, we've got John Novak. How you doing, John?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad I've got you here because I couldn't have picked a better person. You're one of the speakers that have been speaking out for patients here in Washington State, where the legislature is just totally devastated medical marijuana. Tell folks out there who may not know what has happened, and where do we go from here?
Well, the biggest thing was the elimination of the storefronts. People who are acting under the collective garden model had storefronts getting together and helping out the patients. All of those were shut down as of July 1st. Now, the deadline was in place, but nobody was really supposed to shut down until then, but the process of shutting them down actually started quite a bit before. Okay. And Seattle, King County actually was one of the first to really publicly announce that they were going to start curtailing them early. Next to that, though, the biggest thing was the reduction of amounts for patients. We went from 15 per patient down to 4 if you don't register.
15 plants.
Right. 15 plants and 24 ounces. And if you don't register, then you are 4 plants, 6 ounces if you grow your own, which is, if you've grown your own 6-ounce harvest limit, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be over after, if you know what you're doing anyway, halfway decently, you're going to be over that limit on your first plant, if not your first few branches.
Right, right.
But so that was a big one. Mainly, though, the elimination of the access points and the reduction in amounts. Collective Gardens, who were operating, you know, just actual patients, not as a storefront or business, that model got reduced down to 15 per household, or housing unit is what they called it. And then there was kind of a gray area. They said, well, maybe you can grow them out in your yard to go up to the 45 until that July deadline. But as of now, though, 15 per housing unit. And so drastic reduction in the amounts is really what's is hurting, especially like cancer patients. Now, since their amounts have been reduced, access points have been closed. We've already actually heard word, I don't have any names specifically yet, but about 4 or 5 people apparently have died as a result of losing access, mostly cancer patients, because they're the ones who, if they were running out as of, let's say, July 1st, about now and over the next month or so is when those tumors are going to start kicking back into gear. So.
Wow. So what is being done? What is the plan to fix this shortage?
Well, that's a tough question. And the biggest hurdle that we face in today's modern political world is lack of money to grease the wheels down with the legislators. It's pretty much the way politics works today is you pay to play.
Yeah.
And the industry was able to harness a lot of money and got some good things passed, but also some really crappy stuff passed, looking out for their own business, bottom line, which is normal. That's just how business behaves.
Sure.
But that's really the key now, is trying to get more back to almost the grassroots, if you will, the home grows, the sharing between adults, and eventually descheduling. I think a lot of the problems that we have as far as, employment, Second Rights Amendments, all those kinds of things are kind of on the edge of, once you deschedule it, pretty much all of those things are taken care of on their own. So.
Right.
That's the main thing, is trying to harness not only the patients to start writing letters and getting involved in the process at a local level, but trying to find a way to do a little fundraising and make some political donations and see if we can't get this, at least some home grows and sharing Washington State.
Well, let's give people out there that want to help a way to help. Are there groups they can join or websites or places they can donate?
Well, we have a political action committee that we started about a year ago called Viper Pack. And what we do with that is we take starting at $10 a pop for contributions. And the reason we ask for $10 is because under state law here, under campaign finance laws, it takes 10 registered voters from the state of Washington each giving a minimum of $10 each to make an actual legal campaign contribution. So
okay.
That's what we're asking, is just $10 and to get in the door. The main thing is, not money would be a great thing, but we're finding that money and having the numbers, just people signing up and saying, hey, we're with you, we're, you know, the home grows, the sharing, the descheduling, those basic grassroots points, those, that's what we're looking for, is really people to, who are willing to step up, put their name you know, on file with the PDC, with us, so they can see when they, you know, they, the legislators and people log in, they say, oh, okay, there's Viper PAC, and they have received this much money, there's where their money's going. So that's where we're going right now, and that's our group. There's other groups that are out there. I know Hempfest has got their 25-point platform, so very other business groups are also involved in trying to push a lot of better regulations through on the recreational side. One of the but the biggest thing that I think the people out there can do is really just take some time to get to know patients better and know what and why they use cannabis. If you've never met a patient, you know, find one. You can contact us at 420leaks.com or viperpack.org, and you can give us a call, and you're gonna, the person on the other end will be a patient, so you'll be able to talk, you know, right with them, and get to find out why, the hows, and the science, and the personal stories.
Excellent advice. John Novak, who's fighting for the patients here at the Seattle Hemp Fest. Have you already spoken today? Are you speaking later?
Yes, I spoke actually main stage Friday, yesterday on Kevin Black, and this afternoon at 3 o'clock at the Hemposium, there's a panel, medical cannabis patients, where do we go from here? And that starts at 3 o'clock.
All right. Help them out. Check out 420leaks.com. And
yeah, 420leaks.com is where we dump all our public records that we've done on all the different agencies and stuff. And we have a large database there, so everybody can see exactly what's going on in the government's own words, not so much ours.
Right on. And viperpack.org to help out politically. Viper, of course, being an old jazz term for a pot smoker, because...
Yes.
Sounds
yes,
like a hissing snake.
Exactly.
I got it. I dig the reference. All right, John Novak, we'll let you go. Thank you so much for talking to us here
on
the Russ Belleville Show, CannabisRadio.com. We're going to take a break and get back to Seattle Hemp Fest, because this weed ain't going to smoke itself.